1410. WMEX, welcome to the New England Revolution post-match report presented by Papagayo's Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. Revs, 2-1 winners over the New York Red Bulls from Harrison, New Jersey, and now quickly back down to Harrison, New Jersey with Paul Mariner and Brad Feldman, who were on at hand for the game. You guys saw some great action down there today. Incredible for the Revs to pull the 2-1 win.
Yeah, I won't say the Revs stole it because they really matched the Red Bulls for energy and effort and at times sharpness of play. They got outshot at 18-8. The Red Bulls had a 60-40 edge in possession. But you know what? The Revs had guts, Paul, and you can't say they didn't deserve to win.
You know what it was, Brad? I mean, we've said this over the last few weeks. It's all about the team spirit, the collective team spirit. Never say die. And we just look for that little bit of quality. We saw that little bit of quality right at the end. The pass from Lee Wynn, he was very, very quiet today. Out to Bunbury, across the face. What a finish. What a bit of class.
And, Tom, a couple of talking points. Not only do the Revs win, but they get two away goals, and Bradley Wright Phillips picks up his second yellow card. It sets up very well for New England.
Yes, it does. It should be a fun game back here at Gillette. But real quick, before we let you guys go, Paul, I want to know your thoughts on how you thought Andrew Farrell handled himself in this game. He was required to step into a lot of opportunities with pressing New York play. So before we let you go, what are your thoughts on the defense of Andrew Farrell?
I thought, considering he didn't play in the last game and there's been the gap, I thought he was absolutely fantastic. I think his positionally was excellent. He never got in advance of anything. He was absolutely perfect in that regard. And when they threw Lloyd Sam at him, when they threw Thierry Henry at him, when Leandula was thrown at him, he was able to cope. I thought it was absolutely fantastic today.
All right, Brad Feldman and Paul Mariner on the call today. It was the Revs, and as Brad said, Jermaine. Catch him later on Comcast Sportsnet with Dolan Cuff for the New England Revolution postgame show. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
So, welcome on in. Again, the Revs 2-1 winners tonight over the New York Red Bulls. First leg of the Eastern Conference Finals is in the books. Cam Bartley back with me. Brad Calandrella on the ones and twos, producing it live for you this evening. We are from our Marina Bay Realty Group studios on the coast of Quincy. And Cam, a game that we would have been happy to see the Revs walk away with a tie. Massive points in this one. I mean, not points, but obviously a massive win. Massive away goals, too. As Brad just said, they come back with two away goals here to Gillette Stadium. And also, Bradley Wright Phillips is out for the second leg of the Eastern Conference Finals, too. The MLS Golden Boot winner with a silly foul, essentially. As Brad was saying, a pointless foul in that second half for the reigning Golden Boot winner. It's just, New York has to figure out a way to come back to Gillette now in an atmosphere which will be absolutely electric. What we're going to expect of a lot more of today, and it's going to be on the likes of Tim Cahill and Thierry Henry and Peggy Leandula to get it done. And, I mean, you go back to really the biggest moment of the game so far for New York is that miss by, I think it was Lloyd Sam, Cam, that had it right on a tee in front of Bobby Shuttleworth.
Yeah, and he shinned that ball. It crawled up his leg and it hit him right in the shin and he wasn't able to get clean contact. But also, after the yellow card, Bradley Wright Phillips, he checked out. He was nowhere to be found. And the Revolution, like you said, as you mentioned with Mr. Mariner, is that Andrew Farrell played outstanding today. Mm-hmm. He shut down a lot of offensive opportunities. And he also made up for, like we were saying in the studio, he made up for what lacked in the center backs that Jogo and AJ were missing out in a few times.
You're listening to 1510 WMEX. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification.
Listening to the new 1510 WMEX Boston.
All right, you know what? Let's take a quick break. When we come on back, let's sound off on the night together. It's 4 o'clock right now on the East Coast. We still got about an hour until kickoff between LA and Seattle. So sound off with us here at 617-237-1234. Line up the phones now. I know there's a bunch of Revs fans heading back to the buses after what was an exciting finish to the night. Sound off on the Eastern Conference first leg win for the New York for the New England Revolution 2-1 over the New York Red Bulls tonight from Harrison, New Jersey.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think.
Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. That's 1 megawatt of responsibility. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Welcome to Papagino's, Mr. Brewski. What can I get for you?
Big decision for Teddy Brewski. What do you think, Jim?
Well, Brewski's never been known to play it safe. I bet he's going for two here.
I'll take 2 large sausage pizzas.
And you also get a free small cheese pizza with that.
And the deal is good! Yes!
Who are those guys?
They like to follow me around sometimes.
They know you're retired, right?
I don't think so.
Right now at Papagino's, buy 2 large pizzas and get a small cheese pizza free. Order for delivery now at papagino's.com. Yes! Limited time offer, not valid with other deals.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
1510 WMEX, the new home of Howie Carr.
Right now, my heart feels like an alligator. I am so happy. I just spent 7 years in the hole for the crime of not wanting to work for bodily orifices. But I'm finally out! I'm out! I'm on AM 1510 WMEX. And what can I say except buenos dias, amigos?
The Howie Carr Show from 3 to 7 p.m. 1510 WMEX.
Behind every thriving place is a great long-term plan.
Well, this is it, what I've worked for. A cafe and bakery that's busy all the time.
Behind a success story like this is an equally good community plan.
Well, we got in early. Well, this neighborhood was just coming back.
A good plan means a community is attractive to the people growing businesses want to hire.
Mornings, oh, they're walking to work, coming from the train. And the brainiacs from the tech company, they're here at all hours.
Planning creates vibrant neighborhoods where people live and work and shop.
On weekends, it's a mix from the new apartments and folks fixing up the old houses.
According to the American Planning Association, good planning creates value for everyone in the community. And it works even better when you get involved. Learn all about it at planning.org. That's planning.org.
You gotta love it.
A public service of this station and the American Planning Association.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson. Attention men who've taken Androgel or any other testosterone therapy products. Androgel or other low-T products have been linked to heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, even death. Scientific studies indicate that the use of testosterone therapy products may double a man's risk of heart attack. If you or a loved one took Androgel or a testosterone therapy product and suffered from a heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, or any other cardiac event, you might be entitled to financial compensation. You have rights, and you need to let us fight for your rights. And you pay no fees unless we win. So call the Schmidt National Law Group right now for a free confidential case evaluation from an experienced attorney. 877-468-1207. 877-468-1207. That's 877-468-1207.
My grades were bad.
I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of. It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Stand by for a free offer.
I want to tell you about the Fountain of Youth by Pure Attitude. It's a non-toxic, all-natural, power-packed, anti-aging, waterless formula serum with 100% active ingredients. It creates dramatic results, firmer skin, and less visible wrinkles. It's like Botox in a bottle. The Fountain of Youth was developed by award-winning chemist and health and beauty expert to the stars, David Pollack. When recently featured on the Today Show, all they could say was, "I love it!" This incredible product increases skin oxygenation, boosts collagen, increases hydration and cell renewal, and results in a tighter, firmer appearance to your face with less visible wrinkles. And now, we want to let you try it for free. Go to freefountainofyouth.com and you'll receive a free 14-day trial of the Fountain of Youth. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. It makes a great gift because it's beautifully packaged and you'll love the new you. After using dermatologist approved and recommended, the Fountain of Youth. Go to freefountainofyouth.com.
WMEX, welcome back to the New England Revolution post-game show presented by Papa Giles Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. Visit one of their four locations today across the metro Boston area and check out our friends at 331 Great River Road in Somerville. Check out the menu now at papagayoboston.com. That's P-A-P-A-G-A-Y-O-Boston.com. Again, New England 2-1 winners tonight over the New York Red Bulls. And we come back here to Gillette Stadium now next Saturday after Thanksgiving. And Cam Bartley, who joins me in studio as well, our Marina Bay Realty Group studios. You have to imagine the Revs have the right intensity and the right mindset heading back to Gillette. And sound off with us at 617-237-1234. Large contingency of New England folks still down there. So hope you could join us on the conversation.
And yeah, I mean, I think the Revs came into this game with a perfect mentality. At first, I thought they would have to weather a storm. Like I said in the pregame, I thought the New York Red Bulls were going to come after them, but that storm actually came in the later ends of the first half. But in all honesty, everything's laid out perfectly for the New York for the New England Revolution. Excuse me. We talked about who's going to step up besides Lee and Jermaine, and it was Teal offensively, yeah. Defensively. Andrew Farrell made up for a lot of mistakes by AJ and Goncalves, who was they played well, AJ and Jogo, but I mean Andrew Farrell stepped up and made up for a lot of their mistakes. And
we talked about it with Paul Mariner. I mean, yeah. He was a huge part of that New England defense tonight. And you know, especially after a win like tonight, you don't want to go down a route of killing people too much and being too critical of the on field play. But New England was bailed, as you said. You know, the great play from Andrew Farrell and those outside wing guys masked the mistakes of AJ Soares and Jose Gonsalves, who were had players getting behind them a couple of times.
Yeah, we were talking about in the first half how you had balls coming in from the defensive half of the New York Red Bulls over the top, and they weren't marking the runners. Peggy Luandula and Bradley Wright Phillips were running free behind them, but they were able to tighten up and figure that out with the help of Andrew, of course. And there was one point, too, which really frustrated us near the end of the second half, where Bradley Wright Phillips has a free header. And of all people, you can't be leaving Bradley Wright Phillips with a free header.
Well, he had one earlier in the game off of a rebound that Bobby Shuttleworth couldn't corral a complete save from.
Yeah, I mean, so That, but luckily, we're not going to have to worry about Bradley Wright Phillips.
No.
But then again, we are going to have to worry about Tim Cahill, who is probably one of the greatest poaching forwards like I've seen in a very long time. He made a living off it in the Premiership. So we're going to have to really, really figure out marking up in the 18-yard box and with runs like coming off the backside of the defenders. So there is work to be done in training this week.
As Cam just alluded to, Bradley Wright Phillips won't be involved in the second leg of the Eastern Conference Finals due to yellow card accumulation. The Golden Boot winner in 2014 for New York will watch from the EMC club seats, presumably, as his team, down 2-1, is going to need a big, big pull from their offensive scoring prowess. And I mean, you're going to need a game from Louis Robles where he stands on his head, because he started out the game strong. You remember that Jermaine Jones had a clear-cut opportunity at a goal-scoring chance off of a header, and Louis Robles makes the save, but he wasn't perfect, and his defense is easily aggravated. And Richard Eckersley is going to be a guy that's going to be keyed on a lot, and if Eckersley's not able to do his job, and you have to Robles has to do a lot of the
commanding,
and he has to control that back line.
Yeah,
it's not going to spell good for New York.
No, and I mean, you look at somebody like Lee Wen, who wasn't a factor until what, the 82nd minute, where he leads that counter and delivers a beautiful ball to Charlie, who then does the smart thing and puts it across the six from Jermaine. And Lee had a struggle today. We were wondering if he was going to get subbed, and if you're going to see Daigo, or if you would have seen Dorman a little introduced later on to say, hey, let's take the 1-1. But, I mean, smart play by Heaps. He stuck with him. And before you know it, right, one counter, all it takes, because I think that's what Jay Heaps knew, that if he gets one counter, they'll be able to convert, and that's what happened.
We talked about it earlier with Kyle McCarthy of Fox Sports, and, you know, it's unfortunate that we can't talk to him again because, you know, it's everything that we sort of predicted, that we wanted to see which team would be more affected by the loss of which player, or what, the absence of which player. Would New York be more affected by the absence of Bradley Wright Phillips? We'll see that next week here at Gillette. Or would New England be affected by an obsolete Lee Wynn? And I would say for 75 minutes tonight, New England was affected by an obsolete Lee Wynn.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean,
because you don't have anything in the central of the park, and especially if Jermaine Jones, who didn't have a good game by any means tonight, even though he scored. I mean, it was not a perfect showing, a perfect 90 minutes from a guy that has been very solid all year. I mean, New York got into Jermaine's head tonight very, very easily.
Yeah. And I mean, Jermaine is also a player to embellish a lot of people, too. He kind of lives through the antics of soccer. And he likes getting in other players' heads, too. And people think that he might go down a little easy and stuff, but that's just the way he plays. So he gets in other players' heads as well. And what frustrated me the most about that first half performance was they weren't able to connect on passes outside of the defensive third. They weren't able to get out of their defensive third cleanly. And that's what brought so much pressure onto their back four. And they couldn't push their lineup outside the 18. New York kept putting pressure on them. And our back line was stuck, basically, in their own 18-yard box.
They were absorbing a lot of pressure. They were just stuck in the box.
Yeah.
They couldn't get up the field. No.
And every time they would try and connect, Lee would have a bad ball play to him where he would have to reach, and he would touch it out to the New York players where they would just recharge the attack. So
it was easy for them to reset in the middle of the field because, I mean, they picked up the balls in opportunistic areas. It's something that I sort of talked about yesterday with Brad Feldman on New England Soccer Weekly with Sean Donahue. It's not going to come down to who controls the most possession of the game. New York clearly did and didn't pull out the win tonight. Mm-hmm. It's about who picks up the possession in the right area. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, a lot like Arsenal yesterday versus Manchester United, New York was picking up the possession in the right area, and just like Arsenal yesterday versus Manchester United, did not convert on any of those chances.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at it, Manchester United, you got to bring this up to me and obviously dagger me, but it's a great comparison.
It is, isn't it?
And look at the result. It's the same thing, too. So, I mean, New York weren't able to convert on their chances. The Leandula chance was huge.
Yeah.
And
then the Lloyd Sam chance right in front of the net,
too. That's the one I'm talking about, Lloyd Sam, the missed opportunity there. And leaving Bradley Wright Phillips open in the middle of the 18 still just really angers me still right now.
Because you don't expect that from defenders who have been able to handle themselves against very good strikers through the latter parts of 3 months now. Like, you've played against the Jermaine Defoes. You've played against Higuain.
Dempsey,
Obafemi Martins, exactly.
Like, there's a lot, like, I'll say it again, there's a lot to be worked on in training. And they're going to have to tighten up that back line because Tim Cahill will be a nuisance next week.
And then, you know, on the other side of things, building on more for New England, you know, defensively, A.J. Soares sits on a yellow. Jose Gonzalez, the yellow cards were absolutely crazy in this game. 10 yellow cards, the most in a single playoff game ever in MLS history.
It was a very, very, very physical match, as Jay Heaps was saying.
Poorly officiated, I thought.
I thought the first... I think it was a tale of two halves.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the first half, the official, I think it was his name, last name, Allen. It was his third career playoff match, actually. So I thought he was heavily favored to the home team in the first half. And then Jay said at halftime, in the halftime interview, he was like, I wanted to see more consistency for the refs. No, both teams here want to keep 11 men on the pitch. And then in the second half, I started seeing more calls being favored towards New England. McCarty got a yellow card. Alexander also got a yellow card, and I think it started to even out as the game went on. So right. I'm not really complaining about the officials in this game. I think they did a good job for the most part, but the AJ Soares yellow card specifically, I think, was stupid because it was his first thing that he's done all game.
It was the first yellow card of the game, and you wouldn't have expected to go.
Yeah,
it was 23 minutes in, but you wouldn't you wouldn't have expected it to go against New England because you go back to what Richard Eckersley was doing for New York. He ended up finally getting a yellow card after he probably could have gotten 8 in this game. And he was creating a lot of pressure, which resulted in New England having to, get tougher because Eckersley was going in with aggressive challenges, reckless challenges at that.
Yeah.
But it was amazing that AJ Soares was given a yellow card for something, as you said, on his first foul. Jermaine Jones picked up the second yellow card, and then it was a string of consecutive yellow cards for New York. Henri got one in the 37th minute. Ibrahim Sekegaya got one in the 43rd minute. Starting off in the second half, Eckersley had one. Then Bradley Wright Phillips got one 6 minutes later, which now leads him out for the second leg of the Eastern Conference Finals. Eric Alexander got one. And then Tim Cahill got one.
Yeah, and I think you touched upon that Eckersley challenge, and I think that's the one that was on Kellen Rowe.
Yes, where Kellen Rowe comes
really
off.
That was a really dirty challenge, yeah. He was lucky to not even get a red with that. That was studs up all over the ball.
Right.
The ball was away, and he clattered Kellen, and hopefully he's okay. I want to know about that and have an update on him hopefully soon.
Yeah, follow Jeff Lemieux at Jeff_Lemieux for up-to-the-date team information. I know Sean Donahue and Brian O'Connell are down there. Also, I know you could... Kyle McCarthy, Carl Sederlund, a bunch of reporters down in Harrison, New Jersey right now who can get you the scoop on what's going on with Kellen Rowe because, you know, I don't want to say the game was affected when he went off, but he's a huge piece to what Jay does in that offense. And with New England pressing as high as they were in that game, I was thoroughly impressed how well Kellen was handling himself early on. Him and Teal, I thought, even though New York was able to generate a few chances, when the Revs were able to have a couple of minutes of solid possession, you saw good passes, very good passes, about 15 to 20 minutes of solid offensive efficiency from the Revs, and then it dipped off. And I think that came with the chippiness of the game, but it really tailed off, I thought, when Kellen Rowe came off.
Yeah, I mean, Kellen's a great possessor of the ball. He's very creative. He uses Jermaine and even Scott at points, and especially Lee. He plays off them very well. And I remember earlier in the season, we're like, why is he on the wing? We don't know why he's there. He likes it centrally. But he's adapted to this position. He's learned it. He's been able to, I think he's probably taking pointers off of, he's just learned from Diego a bit also on how to play the wing position a little better. He's worked on it in training, you can tell. So, I mean, he's become a very, very good creative left winger for us.
With Diego, because that brings up an interesting point, I would have thought that he would have been an option for Jay coming off the bench when Kellen came off. They elected to go with Kevin Alston, which pushed Chris Tierney up the field a little bit more. And it's a comfortable move. It's a safe move because Tierney has the versatility to play a midfield role. And Kevin Alston has proven to be a very good, versatile wing back. He can play right side, he can play the left side, so he has that background. And I look at that move and I see people a little bit hesitant to bring on a guy like Kevin Austin, because you would have thought that Jay would have wanted more attacking prowess out there. Considering the fact that this is a very attacking team to begin with, were you shocked that they didn't use Diego in this game?
No, not at all. I think at the situation where it was 1-1, I don't think New England was looking especially to, say, attack at that point.
Right.
They just wanted to kind of keep it at an even playing field, and I think pushing Tierney up the field was fine, and because you can still get offense from Tierney. And in all honesty, it wasn't Tierney's side that we were looking to exploit. It was obviously the left-back side where they had the suspension to...
of Roy Miller.
Yeah, Roy Miller, and that's where Teal Bunbury was successful today. On the first goal, he absolutely schooled...
That was Lionel Messi-esque. I mean, the way he bends that in there.
Yeah, he schooled Ayonga, I think it was, who was playing left-back.
Right.
And just takes it to his left foot, which is his weak foot, and just swings his left foot around it. Beautiful curling shot. Robles didn't even move. And that's the side that they wanted to go at today, because they knew that.
And you know, it's going to be hard, too, to press down on those center backs, because I thought James and Olave did a very good job shutting down the middle. And another guy that was made obsolete in this game was Charlie Davies.
I mean, Charlie, yeah, offensively, he wasn't able to get the opportunities, obviously, that he wished he had. But when you look at Jay Heap's system and their whole defend from the forwards down, Charlie Davies was doing an excellent job of applying his speed and using it to pressure the back four and not make them comfortable at all. So I liked what I saw from Charlie Davies today, and obviously bringing Pat Mullins on to give him a rest, too. You'll see him on next week. And I think Charlie will have more opportunity to attack and have more creative opportunities at home in the next leg.
You have to play the game the same way, though. You cannot take the pedal off the metal. And, I mean, it's not the same situation that you had leaving Columbus coming back to Gillette, but you have a lead. And you at least have put up, at the minimum, which is even more encouraging to see from the Revs, two goals back here at Gillette, because now you make New York work. Because now if they get one back in Foxborough and it ends 1-0 and New York wins, well, that's technically still okay because the Revs have the two away goals. Mm-hmm. So, and granted, the Revs aren't going to sit back this next game. They're going to keep their style of play alive. I mean, that's the one thing that Jay has always emphasized on, is that we don't change from game to game. We always keep the same system that we want to play, our style that we feel comfortable doing. So
they believe that this system always gives them success, and it has. They're 11 1-1 right now in the last, since they've acquired Jermaine.
Is that including the three playoff wins now?
They're 11-1-1 since acquiring Jermaine Jones, and clearly their system now with Jermaine has just become so
useful.
It flows. It is perfect.
It is free flowing. That's the perfect word for it. It's just like it's constantly interchanging and moving, and you know, it's not like it's not standard. You know what I mean? You're not playing your standard two up top, your four guys in the midfield.
You'll see the wingers switch sides and confuse things. And we saw it also in that 5-game win streak. They run through an interchange. Yeah, and then obviously once they acquired
Jermaine. We saw it last weekend versus Columbus, or 2 weekends ago when the Revs played against Columbus. We're sitting up in the press box, and you see Kellen and Teal interchanging and moving and making the outside wingbacks think. And it makes life difficult for opposing coaches because, well, now you think, oh, geez, I thought he was just a natural center midfielder that was converted out to the right wing. Now you're telling me that Kellen Rowe can play the right wing and the left wing? How am I supposed to have my wingbacks control that when they're coming into it thinking I'm supposed to only shut down this one guy? Now you have to be prepared for all three attackers of New England, because that's how quickly and interchangeable they move.
Yeah, and it's not only interchanging the positions, it's interchanging specific styles of play. Teal's obviously likes to attack and run at you and try and take you on with his speed, whereas Kellen will use a creative pass and 1-2 around you with Lee Nguyen. So it's just complete confusion when we interchange our attacking parts, and teams can't handle it, as New York had trouble just now today on the counter. They didn't know. Charlie peels off to the right side. Defenders can't find him, and he's able to free up a ball right across the six to Jermaine. And if they can keep that flow and take it to New England with their home field advantage, I would expect a winning result.
617-237-1234, 617-237-1234. It seems like a perfect time to take another break. When we come on back, we'll start talking more about the second leg between New York and New England. And also, let's go over Paul Mariner's three keys of this game and really see how it panned out for the Revs. Revolution, 2-1 winners over the Red Bulls tonight in Harrison, New Jersey. To all the people boarding the buses, I know it's going to be a very nice ride home through the interstate. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for an authentic Italian meal in an intimate setting? Then you'll want to dine at Terra Mia's. This North End Italian restaurant provides a simply divine culinary experience and, as quoted in Zagat's restaurant guide, pastas without compare. And it's reasonably priced. This North End gem will keep you coming back. Terra Mia is simply the best Italian restaurant in all of Boston. Call 617-523-3112, 617-523-3112, or terramiarestaurante.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-800-593-5634, 1-800-593-5634. That's 1-800-593-5634, 1-800-593-5634.
JP3 Graphics in Weymouth is helping you out with all your custom graphic needs, specializing in custom vinyl stickers, motocross graphics, truck lettering, vehicle wraps, landscaping signs, and more. When you need something designed and printed, call JP3 Graphics and they can do it for you, giving you the professional look you need without the high cost. Call JP3 Graphics today and mention this ad. The setup is free. 781-264-5214. That's 781-264-5214.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in restaurant at participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit BuffaloWildWings.com.
Are the balances on your credit cards keeping you up all night? Are you tired of collection agencies calling? Is it getting harder to pay all your medical bills? Do you feel like you're swimming upstream and not getting anywhere? You are not alone. Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that for over 18 years has helped thousands of individuals regain control of their debt. Family Financial can help you pay your debt faster with a low and easy monthly payment, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and stop those annoying collection calls. Let one of our certified credit counselors help you. Just gather all your statements. Give us a call at 800-709-4398, 800-709-4398, and let us do the rest. Allow Family Financial to ease your debt problem and help you improve your credit. Call now, 800-709-4398, 800-709-4398, 800-709-4398.
The South Shore's historic Italian restaurant, The Venetian in Weymouth, has been proudly serving families for close to 100 years. Family-owned and operated using grandma's recipes for that authentic Italian touch, Venetian serves lunch and dinner, specials daily, and breakfast on the weekends. Join them Wednesdays and Thursdays for live music. Planning a party? Let The Venetian do catering for you. The Venetian, 909 Broad Street in Weymouth. Call for takeout, 781-337-4363. 781-337-4363.
Keeper, Jones will slot it home, 2-1 New England, flag is down, the Reds take the lead, Jermaine!
Jermaine.
That was Brad Feldman, who had the call a little bit ago here on 1510 WMEX. Welcome back to the New England Revolution post-game show, presented by Papagayo's Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. We are live from our Marina Bay Realty Group studios on the coast of Marina Bay. I am Tom Quinlan, and Cam Bartley with me as well. Brad Calandrella, thank you very much, on the ones and twos, producing it live for you. And it is 617-237-1234, the number to call right now. Stat of the day comes from SethMan31, Seth Maycomer of the Benton Musket. The New England Revolution have scored 9 postseason goals so far. That's the most in club history. They had 8 in 2002. And I'm looking at the post-game comments from the Red Bull faithful. And two things are very funny here. One is that Mike Petke is going to be very hard on the referee, which I was expecting because, yes, there was, as Cam was talking about before, you would have liked to see a little bit more consistency from the coaching standpoint. But it's the more interesting thing is the lack of knowledge on Bradley Wright Phillips' situation. This comes from Dan Dickinson at Gothamist Dan, who covers the Red Bulls. Petke didn't know Bradley Wright Phillips was suspended until asked about it during the press conference. Robles was asking about suspensions as well. So clearly New York didn't have a good grip on the situation with the yellow card accumulations, because as we talked about earlier, it's a little bit past 4:30 here on the East Coast. We talked about it around the 4 o'clock hour that Bradley Wright Phillips is not going to be playing in the second leg of the Eastern Conference Finals because of yellow card accumulation. How don't you know that going into the game?
Yeah, and I'm reading a very, very funny quote on Mike Petke after the game, courtesy of Brian Lewis of the New York Post, who's there. You see, quote-unquote said, "I almost wanted to get a yellow card because I felt left out." That is Mike Petke sarcastically on his comments about the ref. But as Bradley Wright Phillips, you're right. You're exactly right. How can you lose your head like that? How can you, as MVP candidate, and you're wanting to lead your team to an MLS championship, how can you do something as silly as that when you know that you're going to be suspended for the next leg?
Would you blame that more on Bradley Wright Phillips, or would you attribute that to the chippiness of the game and the uneven balance that the referee was officiating with?
Yeah, I mean, you could say Petke believes that the ref lost control of the game. In a sense, you could argue that point. But when it goes back to Bradley Wright Phillips, I think, like I said, it's going to be a game of emotion. I said that before in the pregame press in the pregame show. And the emotions might have gotten to the best of Bradley Wright Phillips there. He just shows a little bit of frustration, and it's stupid.
I mean, you leave your team now in a hole where you're already down 2-1 coming back here to Gillette. You're going to need at least, at the minimum, 2 goals to advance on now to the MLS Cup Finals, and it's going to have to come off the boots of Dax McCarty, a 40-year-old Thierry Henry, Lloyd Sam, Peggy Lee, and Dulia, and it's not going to come from your Golden Boot winner. And just to expand on that more, you saw tonight when New York had opportunistic chances to either go up or nail the game home, they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't.
And I keep looking at Bradley Wright Phillips' performance, and he gets that open header, and any other day you believe Bradley buries that. And I just don't think he was his head wasn't in it today. And I mean, I think that the physicality of the game kind of made him shadow out of it. And I didn't see him. I think Andrew Farrell, you look at a guy of his physical stature.
Unreal physical.
Yeah. Like, it's a game that plays to the likes of Andrew, and that's why he succeeded today, because a physical game is what he plays every day, and Andrew will match anyone physically. And Bradley Wright Phillips kind of got shadowed out, and Andrew Farrell was able to handle him.
I mean, the emotion and the intensity, the fire, the hunger that Andrew plays with, it's admirable. I mean, you looked at a situation where I think it was either Bradley Wright Phillips or Peggy Lee and Dula going for a ball, and Andrew Farrell's one-on-one down that near sideline with one of those guys. I think it was Bradley Wright Phillips. And the ball goes out of play, and you just see Andrew Farrell with the biggest fist pump in the world. And that shows the intensity that this guy's playing with. And as Paul Mariner said, for a guy that didn't play in the last game for the Revs, the last playoff game for the Revs against the Columbus Crew back here at Gillette, looks like he didn't miss a beat. I mean, it looks like, listen, a second-year sophomore player on this Revs team, first overall pick in last year's MLS Super Draft, and he's playing like a six-year veteran here.
Yeah.
Looked absolutely comfortable in that situation today, a big-game situation where you would have at least hoped that he could weather the storm for, you know, nothing more than two goals, and he helps hold New York to one. And I don't understand why there's all this doubt about Andrew Farrell, whether or not he belongs on the U.S. men's national team, because if you need signature moments and signature games to figure out where he fits, tonight you might have had it. Tonight you might have had your assurance that this is a guy that is ready for another level of football.
And I think tonight he's trying to prove to Jurgen that, look, DeAndre Yedlin isn't the only U.S. right back prodigy right now.
No.
I want to be a part of that too. I think he sees the likes of DeAndre Yedlin, who's getting all this European recognition. He's going to Tottenham, which is a terrible choice. But anyways, Andrew Farrell is he as a competitor and as a person like Andrew Farrell, who played at Louisville at the highest level in college,
yep.
He wants to be a part of this U.S. men's national team, and he's going to prove it throughout this playoff.
You show Jurgen tonight, hey, I'm capable of going up against world-class players, and not only am I capable, I have the IQ to keep myself level. I thought in a game where there was 10 yellow cards distributed, and for a guy that has the physical makeup of somebody that could easily draw in a yellow card, he doesn't, Cam.
Yeah.
He didn't. He had the discipline tonight and the wherewithal to keep himself out of the referee's books. And, I mean, that is so incredibly massive coming back here to Gillette, because he's not a guy that's on yellow card caution.
Yeah.
And as long as no Rev, you know, gets a yellow card, Jermaine can't get a yellow coming back here to Gillette. AJ can't get a yellow. Scott, Lee, you know, as long as those guys stay good out of the referee's books and the Revs can continue to advance on here, you know, they'll be playing with a full squad in the MLS Cup final. But to have your defense, almost 90% of your defense, be a sure guarantee for MLS Cup final should you continue to advance, it's very assuring. I don't want to say humbling, but a very comfortable feeling knowing that there is a solidity in that back line right now, and it's a unit. It's a unit playing together, and they're playing together very well, even though the center backs didn't have the greatest of performances tonight.
Yeah, and I look at Andrew Farrell, and a player who's so young and still has so much to learn, and like you mentioned, the fact that he was able to keep himself out of the ref's pocket, that is a huge sense of show of maturity. And that's a player that will get a captain's armband on his right arm in years to come as he continues to mature and grow as a player. It was we keep saying how chippy this game was, and it was hard to get out of the ref's pocket. And Andrew Farrell was able to play his physical game at a clean level and at a competitive level. And New York had no answer for it. They anytime it went down to the left side,
right,
it got shut down.
Yeah, and he had no problem getting his body right in front of the ball. Just very comfortable, composed, and as we've said, he played himself into a very, very good position, and his team into a very good position coming back for the second leg of the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, we're about 20 minutes away until the Western Conference Finals kick off between LA and Seattle. We still have your rapid reaction here on 1510 WMEX for Red Bulls and Revolution. But as we draw nearer to kick off between the Galaxy and Sounders, I just saw the lineups come across my screen. So, Cam, you have them right in front of you. Why don't you just give us
them.
The lineups for the Galaxy and the Sounders for the first leg of the Western Conference Finals out in Carson.
All right, so the Galaxy will line up like this. Pinedo in net with A.J. De La Garza, Omar Gonzalez, Tommy Meyer, and Robbie Rogers as the back four.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan Ishizaki, Juninho, Marcelo Sarvas, and Landon Donovan lining up in the midfield, and Giassi Zardes and Robbie Keane. No surprises in this lineup for LA, so 4-4-2. Look to see some exciting football from then. Seattle here on the sides, Stefan Fry in net, DeAndre Yedlin, Chad Marshall, Zach Scott, and Leonardo Gonzalez line up in the back four. Brad Evans, Michael Azira, Gonzalo Pineda, and Marco Papa line up in the midfield. And up top, you got Clint Dempsey and Obafemi Martins.
So there you go. That's the starting lineups for both teams right there. And back to L.A. real quick. This is a team that put up 5 goals in the second leg of their Western Conference semifinals. Victory over Real Salt Lake. They were a team that in the beginning of the year didn't have the greatest of starts, but were able to pull it together through. And, you know, just like the New England Revolution, have a good young core of talent that, I mean, you mix in your healthy heap of veterans in there, and then you look at where else LA can provide for you. They're a very dangerous team. You can't forget about what Seattle does on the other side as well. They're the Supporters Shield winners. They handled LA very, very nicely in Carson, California, and Seattle to end the season in a home-and-home series, which you left the final 2 games of the MLS regular season wanting 180 more minutes of LA and Seattle, and you got it, and you're going to have to a chance to watch it starting at 5 o'clock on the Mickey Mouse Ears. That's the 4-letter network with Terrell Twellman, Alexi Lawless, and I think Ian Dark might be on that game. I'm not too sure. Or Adrian Healy. I'm not completely positive. But regardless, it's neither here or there. You have a phenomenal, phenomenal Western Conference final. And to be honest, you know, not to get too much into it, but if the atmosphere is anything like it was at Red Bull Arena, I mean, you've got your marquee MLS TV matchups that you won, and you've made a statement in the soccer world that this is just as a competitive league and just as exciting of an atmosphere as anywhere you could find, as the Barclays, UEFA Champions League, some of the greatest teams in the world. MLS showed itself today that they can host a conference final with a capacity crowd.
Yeah, and I mean, when I look at LA and Seattle, I just think of two fortresses.
Mm-hmm.
They are a fortress for their team, and you saw that in the first leg for Real Salt Lake, how they had no answer coming into L.A. And obviously you saw it happen in the regular season when we went to L.A. We don't remember that match. But
and Revs got beat up 5-1 in that one.
I mean, if Tom, what do you think? Who do you got going out of these Western Conference Finals?
I would like to say that I think it's advantage L.A. right now. And we got, you know, we're going to go to break in a couple of minutes here. But I would say before we go to break, it's advantage L.A. And here's why. They are starting off that first home game back in L.A. where, you know, you finish. Actually, you know, you would say that you wouldn't want to go to Seattle following playing at home and just because of that atmosphere and how good it is. But after the 2-week layoff and not having to travel anywhere, essentially, you've had the same routine for a couple of weeks now, and you're going to be playing in front of your home crowd where you just put on a showcase of 5 goals to close out the Western Conference semifinals. I think it's the perfect situation for LA to really capitalize and jump on a Seattle team that I think they're a little too cocky right now, because the way they finished things against FC Dallas, I think they left themselves a little exposed and could really, really have a tough time containing Donovan, Keane, Zardes, guys that have just played out of their minds. And you have to think about the guys that haven't done much. And that's a guy like Janino and Ishizaki, guys that are great complementary pieces to this LA Galaxy roster, but can do so much more.
And one little point, too, if there's a back line that you want, you think can shut down Oba and Clint, it is the LA back line. De La Garza, Gonzalez, they have been absolutely outstanding all year long. And that partnership there with De La Garza, who's actually going to be on the right flank tonight with Omar on the right fullback and right center back positions, they're strong. And they are the ones to shut down Seattle. So I'll agree with you. I got LA coming through this. So who knows what will happen.
We'll talk more about the conference finals next, wrapping up the New England Revolution post-game show presented by Papagayos here on 1510 WMEX. Don't go anywhere. Still a lot more to come.
There is the whistle for full time. Listen to that eruption from the Traveling Revolution supporters. They come in and take a 2-1 lead in the series. Jermaine! Jermaine! Jermaine!
Introducing a new day of the week. It's called Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this.
a My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-593-5634. 1-800-593-5634. That's 1-800-593-5634.
Sophia's Pizzeria, located on 45 Billings Road in North Quincy, offers lunch specials Monday to Saturday for an unbeatable price of $6.95. Try Sophia's handmade specialty pizzas, including the Primavera, Chicken Margarita, Greek Feast, Italian Garden, and more. Sophia's also does catering for your special events. Call for a delivery today, 617-471-0004, or order online at sophiapizzahouse.com.
Hey, neighbor.
Help! I need holiday lights.
No problem. Ace is your holiday connection. This weekend, get 300-count sets for just $5.99.
Nice! No way Santa misses my house. Again.
Stop by your neighborhood Ace now through the 30th for all your holiday lighting needs, including 300-count mini light sets for just $5.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. At participating stores, limit to store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Does this sound familiar? You or a loved one have been discharged from the hospital only to face the high costs of in-home care. Recent government statistics indicate that these costs can mount up to $30,000 or more per year, and that over 50% of us can expect to face them at some point of our lives. As a public service, the Center for Sound Consumer Advice has put together a special consumer protection guide loaded with information on some new programs designed to solve this growing challenge. This guide explains a program called Asset-Based Law Long-term insurance that is available through certain major financial institutions. The program lets you reposition the funds you already have. For example, $40,000 could guarantee over $100,000 to pay for in-home care costs. And if you never have to use the funds, the money is there for you now or in the future. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice has your free consumer guide while supplies last. Call 1-800-868-9960. That's 1-800-868-9960.
Experience luxury today with Metro Marina Bay. Come and schedule a tour today with their fantastic resident or property managers. With stunning views of the Boston skyline, all one or two bedroom apartments feature stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, a 24-hour fitness center, and a brand new dog park for your furry friends. Call and schedule an appointment today, 866-874-8930. Experience luxury today when you rent with Metro Marina Bay.
WMEX. Welcome back to the New England Revolution Pro Post Game Show, presented by Papagayo's Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. The sounds you hear will be blaring through Gillette next weekend when the lineups are announced, as the teams get ready to take the field and the TIFO hangs in the end zone right outside the fort. And you have to imagine that with a 2-1 advantage and Bradley Wright Phillips out for the second leg of the Eastern Conference Finals, the big storyline following this game, it is something to behold here in New England, considering where everything has gone this year. I mean, it has been an absolute sensational year for the Revs, and a great showing put on for the supporters who traveled down to Gillette. We're about 10 minutes away from close here. Cam Bartley with me. Brad Calandrella on the ones and twos, producing it live for you. Cam, I mean, well, let's look at the refereeing real quick. I want to give you this quick quote from Bradley Wright Phillips, again, who will not be playing in the second leg of the Eastern Conference Finals due to yellow card accumulation. Quote, Jermaine Jones refereed very well today. Bradley Wright Phillips after the match. I'll tell you what, they don't mind speaking up a little bit more in New York opposed to New England, where they keep things a little bit closer to the chest.
It's just frustration for him. Well, don't be an idiot. Don't step in front of the ball and get yourself a yellow card.
It was unfortunate that, you know, you have a referee decide as much as he did in this game. But I don't know. I can't really put this all on the referee because, I mean, you had six red cards six yellow cards, excuse me, for the Red Bulls and four for the Revs. So it wasn't a complete imbalance in yellow cards. It's just, it affects New York more heavily because you're without the Golden Boot winner in Bradley Wright Phillips.
Now, I think what is weird is that you say four yellow cards, and they picked up all four of theirs, New England, I think, in the first half.
Actually, two Lee's. In the first half and then two in the second half.
All right. And then, yeah. Then Jay will still believe that, like, I think New England had an advantage in yellow cards, I think, in the first half. But then it just,
absolutely,
the tables turned. But, I mean,
I don't, you know, you could have given a couple of red cards. Maybe you could have given one to Jermaine Jones. You definitely could have given one to Richard Eckersley for leaving their feet on reckless challenges. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, if he had, then, you know, we'd be complaining more about the fact that there wasn't anything else done by Alan Chapman today, the head referee. So, I mean, I don't know. There is a lot of holes to this, but the end of the day, if you're a Revolution supporter, you can't sit and dwell on the referee decisions, and you can't sit and dwell on how certain players reacted to certain situations tonight. You have to be focused on three things. One, Bradley Wright Phillips is out, so now you can attack a little bit more. Two, what is the status of Kellen Rowe? Worry about his health because, you know, we talked about it earlier. You've had such a tremendous amount of success with a free-flowing offense. And this isn't in the bag yet, so you still need to put up a goal production here if you're New England. Get that same production out of Kellen Rowe and Teal if they're still around, because those interchangeable pieces are so key to what Jay does up top that you didn't have that today. But the fact that you were able to win possession in opportunistic areas is why the Revs have a 2-1 win, and why they're coming back here to Gillette with a comfortable lead is because they wanted it in the midfield when it mattered. So my final thing would be, and this is the big one, you know, just be relieved that Andrew Farrell is confident as he is in this defense, because there was the one thing that Paul Mariner talked about in his three keys for the game is, you know, close Thierry Henry down, which they pretty much did for the most part. He didn't have anything too daunting brought ahead. Ride the wave of the momentum that you've had, which is, you know, continued success that you've had going into the playoffs and that you had against Columbus in both games. But who is that unlikely hero for the Revs? Who was going to step up and do it today? Yes, the casual players stuck out. Yes, you even got a little bit more from Teal Bunbury. But the X factor, the man of the game, I know the Santander man of the match was Jermaine Jones for the Revs broadcast, but the guy that gets the game ball today for us has got to be Andrew Farrell.
Yeah, I mean, I would give it to Farrell for the work that he did defensively, absolutely. And also, I think Teal is making a run for it as well for the goal, obviously, that he scored.
Beautifully placed.
And Teal, we like we said, we looked for that other X factor who's going to step up this game, and I think Teal and Andrew were both, they took it upon themselves on that right side. They knew that what they were dealing with Thierry Henry on the left side, and they knew that they had to step up and play big today, and they played big for sure.
Absolutely, and now you come back to Gillette, as we've been saying, with another advantage in the goal score. You did it against Columbus. It was a two-goal lead. They came back from Columbus up 4-2. Now they come back from New York up 2-1. You put up at least two goals in this game, and that's more than you would want. That's exactly how much you would want. I mean, this is so ideal. This is so perfect for New England because the pressure and the onus is on New York now, because in the first 10 minutes of this game, we saw New England try to shove the ball down the throats of New York, and New York was trying to weather it. And now I feel like it's going to be vice versa back here at Gillette. Mike Petke is going to be throwing the kitchen sink at New England. And I'll tell you what, the referees are going to have a lot on their hands, because New York is going to do whatever they can to get a leg up in that game as early as possible.
Yeah, and you were talking about points for the next leg. And I think a point is to improve defensively. Not specifically. I think the defense wasn't all around terrible today. They did a very good job at getting in front of shots and blocking shots. And when they're New York was playing ticky-tacky football around the 18, they were just able to stay in front of the man, keep in front of the ball, and make him get rid of it and make him go backwards. They did a good job of that, but defensively they need to do better jobs of marking men on services.
And then
there's too many times, especially with Tim Cahill, if he starts up top, he will be running off your blind shoulder and you will not be able to find him in the box. So there needs to be more communication between AJ and Jogo for sure.
Yep, because it resulted in 6 Bobby Shuttleworth saves tonight. And listen, he's a guy that didn't make some of those saves earlier in the season, but he makes them tonight. It doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish. Again, thank you very much, Cam Bartley, for this afternoon. A lot of great work on the flashes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Brad Calandrella.
Anytime. We'll see you next Saturday.
Next Saturday, we'll be live down at Gillette Stadium for post-game coverage. Thank you to Brad Feldman, Paul Mariner, Jesse Cofield, and as always, all-pro Kevin Collins for setting us up very nicely today on 1510 WMEX. Also, thank you very much to the management here at 1510 WMEX for getting this game on the air. All right. Well, leg one in the books. The Revolution took a 2-1 lead into the second leg. Now back here at Gillette. After Thanksgiving, I hope you get stuffed nicely, but make sure you digest yourself and get ready for those seconds, that second helping of food that'll come back to Gillette. 2-1, the Revs lead the Red Bulls. We'll see you on the post-game show next Saturday from Gillette. I'm Tom Quinlan. Peace.